5 to play. 100 if you win.
This really isn't a good time for me.
Hey, come on. You look like a smart guy. What are you afraid of? Think you'll lose?
I just don't have the time right now.
Then I'll beat you fast.
Okay, one game.
I'm surprised.
You're really not that bad of a player. You do have one fundamental weakness, however.
Is that so?
Yep. The problem isn't with your logic, because it's clear you know what you're doing. However, you don't seem to understand the nature of power.
Relax. These armies aren't real.
Aren't they? My pawn was certainly built to your knight. At least until he was killed. I sacrificed one pawn for one knight. Know the capabilities of each piece. If I lose a pawn, it's of no great loss. But if you lose your knight, it cripples your whole right flank.
I still have a knight.
And I have two. Who has the greater advantage? You may have drawn first blood, but it is at greater cost to you than it was to me.
Right, so you think it's justified to kill off an innocent pawn for the glory of the king?
Oh, definitely. A pawn is nothing. It's cannon fodder. Pave the roads for the knights and the bishop with the blood and bodies of lesser beings. Those without power are worthless.
But all beings have power. Even the lowest ranks can rise. I've often wondered if it is a matter of will or ability. All I know is that anything can be used.
But it's utility power. Pawn is nothing but what I make him. Either kills or is killed at my whim. I have control.
Interesting you should say that.
Why?
Because I think someday the pawns will rise.
I really don't think so.
Checkmate. You owe me $5.
Good game.